Fresh off witnessing his first graduation, SU Chancellor Kent Siverud is able to reflect on what he learned in 5 months of listening and observing. He says it was like taking over a baseball team in mid-season, not really able to make any strategic decisions. This week, however, the coach was ready to go to the blackboard, issuing a memo with 13 announcements and changes. Some cover serious topics, such as compliance with the White House Task Force on Sexual Assault on campus. Siverud notes multiple perspectives are in play.
The rights of the public to know what's going on the campus, the rights of victims, or survivors, as it's usually called, and the rights of people accused. Often those three sets of laws and practices have not been mediated well within the university setting.
He's ordered a complete review and compliance with best practices. Siverud is also seeking to have SU be a leader in programs for veterans. The Institute for Veterans and Military Families and the Vets Entrepreneurship Programs already gain national attention. He further seeks to have SU work better with SUNY schools for student transfers and other collaborations. Siverud took over from Nancy Cantor, who had a strong push for community engagement. He wasted no time supporting one initiative.
My future plans are to make sure we complete the Connective Corridor. The part of the Connective Corridor along Fayette is under construction right now. As most listeners know, if not yet complete, are the segments connecting the Armory Square area to Genesee and the area closer to the university. I'm very aware of the original vision for the Connective Corridor and eager that it be completed successfully.
There might not be as much support for programs such as the Southside Innovation Center or the Westside Initiative, where he says he'll seek advice from academic leaders related to those issues. Siverud's hands might be a little more tied reaching out.
I don't, at the moment, have a large pool of discretionary money for one-time splash projects in community initiatives or, for that matter, in many other areas. What I'm focused on as chancellor is sustainable improvement. If you're going to fund something, you've got to have the money in the operating budget to continue funding it going forward.
Syracuse's 12th chancellor repeats his focus will be on undergraduate learning, embracing change, improving research, which could benefit the community, and making the campus the top college for veterans. Oh, and trying to be open about telling you how all those things are going. Chris Bolt, WAER News.